Joined now by one of the all-time great Viking safeties here at Super Bowl week, Joey Browner. Joey, always fun to be on South Beach, isn't it?
It was one of my first times here because when we played against the Miami Dolphins, we were just here overnight, and then we got back on a plane. But this is one of the most exciting Super Bowls that I've been at because of the Pro Bowl was last week. And so everything's focused here. The atmosphere is conducive to the weather. You know, it's cold as I don't know what up up in Minnesota. So it's great to be here.
Kind of a combination visit for you, work and pleasure, right?
Oh, yes, it is. I'm down here with Fox Sports Las Vegas. I had a talk show out of Las Vegas for the last 11 years, and so that's what I'm down here to do. Is usually I cover the Pro Bowl, or the Super Bowl, and then the Pro Bowl. But this year I covered the Pro Bowl and now the Super Bowl, so it's exciting to be here. Cover a game where Peyton Manning, I've known him since he was a baby because I played with his dad in 84 with the Vikings. So to see him mature and have an opportunity to make history as part of the Colts, but then the significant piece is that they grew up in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So it's just one of those things that for me to be alive and to be able to see that happen for him is just one of the greatest feelings in the world.
What do you remember about a young Peyton Manning in Eden Prairie, Minnesota when Archie was your teammate?
Well, he's real little. I mean, he walked around the locker room, carry his dad helmet, pick up the football, get a chance to rub him on top of the head and just say hello to him and that type of thing. We just showed a lot of love to him because he was a youth at that time. But then at that time, you knew he was a student of the game because he would stand on the sideline, watch what his dad do. Then he would emulate him on the side. The ball was a little bigger than him at that time, but you know, it was something special back then.
You were a great safety when you played for the Vikes. If you were going up against Peyton Manning on Sunday, how would you try to make sure that you could somehow contain him? He's got all the gyrations at the line, the audibilizing and all that stuff. What would you do to make sure that you didn't let that get in the way of what you're doing?
Just basically for the defense, let them know, don't worry about what he's doing. You concentrate on what you're doing. Make him figure out where the bubble is or where that crease is. And just attack. Alignment, assignment, and be aggressive. Those three things I would tell them all the time. And just get out there and play the game. Don't worry. Let him throw the ball in front of you, but don't let him throw it long.
In Joey Browner's eyes, how tough was it to get past the Vikings' overtime loss to New Orleans? I mean, in 88, you suffered a similar fate, losing that NFC Championship game to Washington. It came down to the final minutes of the game. It's tough to be close but not get to the Super Bowl.
Well, they have a lot to be proud of. They won the NFC North. They had themselves in a situation like we did, last play of the game. The other team made the play to make it win. So it's all a part of what it is. I mean, it's one game, one play here, one play there that made a difference. But the Vikings really shot themselves in the foot with a lot of turnovers and at costly times when they were making a move. They could have scored and went on. So they have a lot to be proud of and a lot to look forward to in the future.
Do you think this team can finally get over that Super Bowl hurdle next season?
Well, they got to take one game at a time, and right now we don't know because there's a lot of things that are up in the air, left up in the air after the loss, and so we don't know if Brett's going to come back. We don't know a lot about players that got hurt. Henderson got hurt. That would have been a big difference in the game, possibly if he played. But it's just there's too many factors in there right now to say how they would do next year. But if they come back with the same team, same attitude, we will be in the Super Bowl next year.
Give me a safety's perspective on Darren Sharper and Bob Sanders, both of them excellent players for the Saints and the Colts.
Well, both of them are great safeties. Both of them are field generals. They know, they're very savvy when it comes to the ball being in the air. They get aligned properly, and then they're able to disguise what they're doing, and that's what their main objective is out there. They have to be the field generals out there because there's two great quarterbacks out there, and the strong safeties are the last line of defense, and you got to be clear on everything that you do.
One more thought for Joey Browner here at Super Bowl 44, South Beach in South Florida. Your old school USC hires Lane Kiffin, who's a Bloomington guy way back in the day. Your thoughts on all of that?
Well, he was one of the ball boys. His dad was a linebacker coach. And so to see him make it, it's just, you know, for me to live as long as I have lived and to see that happen, it's a blessing, because you see all these young people out here, Larry Fitzgerald, even him, to be able to go out and be able to go to the University of Southern California. Pete Carroll was my coach with the Vikings at that time, and so I can see that Southern Cal is not going to miss a beat by hiring him, because it's the same system from the same people.
It really is a small world. I guess that's the circle of football life, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, because it just lets you know if you live life long enough, it's a full circle out there, and then you get an opportunity to enjoy that, let you know that when you were given to those young men at that time in their lives when they were impressionable and under 10 years old and be able to be a part of their lives and see them grow up and mature to where they're now making a significant difference in the way football has evolved and the way it's being played now, let you know that you did something really special during that time of their lives to have them emulate that now.
Joey, good to catch up with you.
It was a pleasure.
The great Joey Browner here at South Beach at Super Bowl 44.